In Victor Nunez's new film, Spoken Word, the protagonist is a San Francisco celebrity poet played by Kuno Becker, who comes back to his home in small-town New Mexico when he hears that his father is dying.
Hey, this is private property. It's not for sale.
¿Qué pasó? You don't recognize your own son?
I thought you were another gringo trying to buy me out.
It's just me, Pops.
His father is a retired school teacher and inveterate tinkerer. Father and son are both well-spoken, yet they can't seem to say much to each other. The father is played by Ruben Blades, who returns to movie work after 5 years as Panama's Minister of Tourism. Spoken Word opens this weekend. Ruben Blades joins us from New York. Mr. Blades, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
What drew you to this film?
Unemployment. One. Two, I'm always attracted to stories that have to do with describing family people's relations. I think they're very, very important to be presented as a sign of solidarity, I think. It was a challenge to play this role without submerging yourself into sentimentalism, so it was very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, a father dying of cancer, that sounds like it's rife with opportunities for sentimentalism, but he's tough, isn't he?
Yes, he is, because he was a man who lived with dignity and chose to go the same way and saw it as just another face. I really like that. And in a way, my mother, God bless her, who died of cancer, you know, I got to be with her during her last year. And she really taught me a lot by the way that she chose to face that test.
In this film, Cruz Montoya, the way I describe, I guess, as a celebrity poet, comes back home from San Francisco to see his father. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, let me put it this way, some people rather, I mean, on the one hand, they say, Cruz, nice to see you. On the other hand, they seem to rather resent the fact that he's gone big city on them.
Well, I think that is true of any experience where you abandon the place that where people have had with you sharing the same dreams of doing better and see you go and then come back may create a sense of failure. It's almost as the survivor of a wreck, or the guys who have survived the war always wondered, you know, why me and why not the other guy, you know, so it's tough to come back in that sense.
And without giving away too much of how the story plays out, what draws Cruz back into some of the criminal life that he thought he'd left behind?
I think one of the main problems is like really the impossibility to really communicate with his father. I think as he goes back, he really doesn't know what to tell his father. I guess when you go back to your family, you sort of turn into the child you were when you left.
Emilio offered me a job. Hey, you got something to say? Just say it.
Even as a child, I didn't trust him. And when he bought Ramon's land, and what happened before with you...
This is different.
No, it is not. Because of that, then you start making the choices a child would make, not a man with experience, you know, and I think it's easier to get drawn to what you know than to face what you have learned that you should be. And that's why it's so interesting, the spoken word aspect of it, the incredible difficulty that these men had to communicate with each other, I think contributed to pushing, in a way, Cruz Jr. To go back to the kind of life he had left.
Mr. Blades, and this finally, how do you feel about portraying characters of a certain age in films?
I'm just glad I'm working. I actually feel that I can portray them now with the knowledge of the experience. It's the same thing with songs. I think there are some songs that you sing better as you understand them better. I wrote a musical 30 years ago called Maestra Vida, and there was a song that an older character in the musical sings. And when I wrote it, I was 30 years old.
A tu escuela llegué sin entender por qué llegaba. En tus salones encuentro mil caminos y encrucijadas.
And now I'm 62 and I sing that song and it has a different meaning for me. So if anything, I think I'm better suited to do that. You know, there's never a good day to die, and there's never a bad day to be born. So I'm just going to keep on going and do the best I can.
Mr. Blades, awfully nice talking to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Scott.
Reuben Blades, his new film opening this weekend, Spoken Word.
Maestra vida, de justicias e injusticias, de bondades y malicias, aún no alcanzo a comprenderte. Maestra vida, que según o no perdona, voy buscando entre tus horas el espejo de los tiempos para ver tus sentimientos y así comprender tus cosas y de espinas y de rosas vi morir seres queridos, vi bellezas, fui testigo de maldades y de guerras.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.